USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The inauguration of Joe Biden is today in the nation's capital. Wednesday night, the president-elect addressed the nation.
To heal, we must remember. It's hard sometimes to remember, but that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation.
Breaking away from a centuries-old tradition, President Trump will not attend the ceremonies today. Hours after he's sworn into office on Inauguration Day, President-elect Joe Biden plans to sign 17 executive actions in the Oval Office, plans to address the COVID-19 crisis, the economy, racial justice, and the climate. Biden plans to make immediate steps to rejoin the World Health Organization. Biden also plans to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, revoke the president's permit for the Keystone XL pipeline, and stop all wall construction at the southern border. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A Caesars Sinai study reveals a newly identified strain of the coronavirus in Southern California could be contributing to the big spikes in cases. The study released Monday has not been peer-reviewed, but found more than a third of the recent COVID-19 patients at Caesars Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles were infected with the new strain. Identified as Cal-20C, is more contagious but not deadlier. Some of President Trump's travel bans will stay in place after he leaves office and were set to expire. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
President Trump issued an executive order Monday evening that would have rescinded COVID-related travel bans, first enacted early last year. The bans had kept most non-U.S. citizens who were arriving from Brazil and most of Europe from coming into the country. Trump's order would have lifted the restrictions next week, but a spokesperson for President-elect Joe Biden says he will block that order from taking effect after he takes office. Jen Psaki said on Twitter that the restrictions will be left in place on the advice of the incoming administration's medical team. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As thousands of people make their way through South and Central America for a better life in the United States under Biden's expected immigration policies, USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports on the latest.
Another Central American migrant caravan is heading north towards the U.S. border. It's estimated to be between 7,000 and 8,000 people strong. The migrants leaving Honduras and hoping Joe Biden's new immigration policy will allow them into the United States. Biden is telling the group to slow down, and former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, says
his words matter, and it's saying to, you know, delay it. We're going to take care of you in the near future, but don't come right now. Too little, too late. The promises he has made is going to entice people to come to this country, no matter what he says now. It's already started. The criminal gangs have already figured out the transportation routes. The caravans are already loaded up and coming, and more is going to come. You're going to see a surge at the border that we've never seen before because of the words of Joe Biden.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
No matter who wins the Super Bowl this year, history will be made.
No matter which teams make it to the Super Bowl in February, history will be made at the game. Sarah Thomas will become the first female official to work a Super Bowl. Thomas will serve as the down judge for the officiating crew. She's worked four postseason games in her six seasons with the National Football League. She became the league's first female on-field official in 2015. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.